The first and last bachelor to be elected the President of the United States was James Buchanan. That was all the way back in the 1850s. Now, every serious candidate for the American presidency has had to brandish his perfect family.
Michelle, I love you so much. A few nights ago, everybody was reminded just what a lucky man I am. Malia and Sasha, we are so proud of you. And yes, you do have to go to school in the morning.
Barack Obama sends out love notes to his family. The Romneys crowded on stage around Mitt like the church of the Latter-day Family Von Trapp singers. Oddly, in India, where perfect strangers have no qualms about asking, "Why aren't you married?" being single is not a handicap in a political career. It's actually an asset. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Narendra Modi wants to be the opposition BJP party's prime ministerial candidate. Mr. Modi told cheering party delegates he's not a family man. The dig was at the ruling party, where Rahul Gandhi, the heir apparent to the Congress party, comes from the ultimate political family. His mother heads the party. His father, grandmother, great-grandfather were all prime ministers. So when the 40-plus Rahul said he doesn't plan on getting married, news channels were agog.
And tonight, we are going to take up the entire discussion around Vice President of Congress Rahul Gandhi's wish to not marry. Well, Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi not only denies aspiration for becoming Prime Minister of the country, but has also ruled out wedding.
India does have a historical and cultural tradition of the Brahmachari, who renounces society and family for a higher cause, like God or nation. Sociologist Shiv Vishwanathan says Rahul, the reluctant political prince, is playing his part.
And now, right now, he is playing Brahmachari for the nation. He's not just playing Hamlet.
The politician is a tainted creature everywhere. In America, the first measure of a politician's devotion to country is his devotion to his family, whether it's real or staged. In India, one's distance from the family has become the measure of a politician's honesty. For us, family in politics means getting inside deals on prime pieces of land, slapping policemen in broad daylight, and 10% commissions on everything. Two-thirds of national legislators under the age of 40 have inherited their seats as family property. Everyone is sick of the political family. So politicians are suddenly embracing lack of family as a virtue.
That's why I said it's a combination of two languages. One, the old language of renunciation, and the new language of modernity, which shows that any association with family can sow the seeds of corruption.
India has already had a bachelor prime minister. At some level, it would seem that India and Indian media have figured out the separation between heart and state. They let their public leaders have private lives. Vishwanathan says it's more about hypocrisy than maturity.
So while we are utterly conservative about family, we let our top politicians have their flings with absolute impunity and discretion, which the Americans don't let them do.
Despite all the singletons, both women and men, who have come to power lately, some taboos are still hard to break.
And the silence is about sexuality. All our leaders are desexualized. The real breakthrough will come if you look at them as charismatic individuals with an erotic bent. Can you think of one? Any party.
Once upon a time, the classic line used by gays and lesbians to come out to their parents in India was, "Mom, Dad, I don't want to get married." Who would have thought that that old coming out line would turn into a politician's character certificate in the new India? In Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.